This is the Funville 9, driven by AAA, the official podcast of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Here's your host, Trey Wilson.
Well, it's the final day of the Flying Squirrels season opening road trip to Bridgewater, New Jersey to face the Somerset Patriots. We're getting set to head back home for the home opener in front of a sold-out crowd of almost 10,000 fans on Tuesday, and that's going to be pretty exciting. And something else that's been exciting has been watching Christian Koss play over the last couple of days. He's one of the new members of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. In fact, he's brand new to the Giants organization. He was just traded over from the Red Sox back on March 27th, right before everybody broke camp. He was also traded from the Rockies early in his career, so he's been through the trade whirlwind a couple of times now in his professional career. He's been on fire to start the season through the first couple of days. Koss had three hits in Saturday night's game here in Somerset, including a two-run triple early in the game to give the Flying Squirrels the lead. He had a two-run homer, and he finished the game a double shy of the cycle. We've gotten to see what he can do at the plate. We've gotten to see what he can do in the field. He's been an exciting addition to the San Francisco Giants organization, and I got a chance to sit down with him on this Sunday morning up here in New Jersey to talk about the trade, talk about the start of the season, and a whole lot more. Here's my conversation with Flying Squirrels infielder Christian Koss. A Sunday morning pregame conversation up here in Bridgewater, New Jersey, the Flying Squirrels season opening series against the Somerset Patriots. One of the players who's new to town has had a pretty good weekend so far is Christian Koss. Christian, it has been a whirlwind couple of weeks, the trade from the Red Sox to the Giants. You came straight to Richmond. You didn't even get to have spring training time with all your new teammates. How crazy has this last couple of weeks been? I know you've been through it before.
Yeah, you know, it's a little different time frame for this trade to happen. Last time it happened, it was in the off season. You know, wasn't as quick of moving parts. Yeah, but the opportunity to be over here and play for this organization is all I could ask for. As far as the past 2 weeks, it hasn't been as hectic as you would think. Just the fact to get over here and play baseball has kind of kept the mind right. So excited for the season.
Yeah, I guess you were the only guy that was already on the East Coast. I'm assuming you were down in Fort Myers when you found out that you were getting traded and then came straight to Richmond. How'd that whole process go?
Yeah, so I actually drove to Florida for spring training. So I had my car, and, you know, they gave me the option to fly to Arizona for the remaining of spring training or just hit the drive to Richmond. I figured the car over the plane before I knew that it was a 14-hour drive. But, yeah, it wasn't that bad. Was able to get here and work out with VCU. They work out at the field down there. So got to get some good work and see them play. But, yeah, the experience of almost on the way to an affiliate to a completely different team kind of shocks you a little bit.
Yeah, I remember seeing the news of the trade coming through, and I think I was a little bit shocked, too. You don't see a lot of trades around that time. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you, and you've certainly announced your presence with a little bit of authority this weekend. It's been a good series. We're getting to see a little bit of everything you bring to the table, the speed and athleticism, the bat, a little bit of the defense. How would you describe, for some Giants fans that don't know you yet, how would you describe your game?
Yeah, I've always felt myself as a defense first player. Kind of ran myself into that utility role, being able to play a lot of different spots in the infield. That just from my passion for the game. You know, I love learning each spot, knowing the intricacies of where you need to be, when you need to be there, different things like that. As far as the bat goes, man, I've always just been a guy who's trying to hit the ball hard and help the team win. So, you know, my first hit of the season was a drag bunt. Just one of those things where it was an opportunity for me to get on base, you know, end up stealing a base there too. So my biggest thing is just whatever I can do to help the team win is what I want to be able to accomplish.
Yeah, it's only been two games so far, but we've seen a little bit of a flash of the defense. Friday night, there was a play out of short. You know, you got an error on this play, on the throw, but I was so impressed with your ability to get to the ball in the first place. And then the double play in the eighth inning with to help get out of the bases loaded jam. It's a lot of range. You know, we're seeing the athleticism out there. So let's talk about last night, because you came up to the plate in your final at bat. We're trying to time it out. All right, is he going to get a plate appearance in the ninth inning? I'm assuming you had an idea that you were a double shy of the cycle.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I knew it. That at bat was kind of particularly special to me because in that situation, you know, especially up by a lot of runs, it's kind of like, who cares? Go and try to get your double.
Yeah. If you hit a ball to the gap and you got a chance for three, are you probably stopping at second?
No. Then I probably would have ran a third. You know, I would have I would have played the game.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely, I would have hit a ball hard to the outfield and moved them a little bit. I would have ran for second, but. In any other given point in time, that's probably the time I'm going to try to get a hustle double anyways. But, yeah, back to that bat, you know, knowing I had needed the double was definitely on my mind. But just to work the walk there, the 3-0, to not chase on a pitch that I particularly chase on a high fastball, just really made me feel better about the confidence I'm having in the box and the way I'm able to see stuff and just stick to an approach.
Yeah, you got the two hardest parts out of the way early, the homer and the triple, they say are the toughest ones to get. We'll see. There's never been a cycle in Flying Squirrels history, so we just keep waiting. So maybe you'll have a few more cracks at it over the next little bit. You also are pretty familiar with an old friend of ours, Taylor Rashie.
Yeah.
You two were college teammates, and we were just talking a minute ago. I didn't even put two and two together that you were actually the guy he was facing when he had that injury hit him in Portland a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He's back on the field now. So you two played in college together. You've crossed paths in pro ball, of course, and he's a guy that, even though he's gone to the Diamondbacks, we want to see him get the big leagues as a former Squirrel. So how much are you two guys that kind of keep in touch a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we keep in touch during the offseason. Saw him at the alumni game, was able to talk to him. He actually was one of the people who reached out to me when the trade happened, you know. Gave me a little rundown on the org and, you know, the staff that I was going to be having here in AA. But like you said, great guy. You want to see all the success in the world. It was crazy that the injury happened against me, like, in the battle of former teammates, you know. But his recovery process has been great. He's been throwing the ball better, and, you know, it's only a matter of time before it keeps going for him.
Yeah, I got a chance to see him briefly when we were out in Scottsdale, and, we're definitely pulling for him. Last one for you. This team has a lot of athleticism. Pelf said the other day, we've got, like, I think it's like five guys on this roster who can play shortstop.
Yeah.
New over here, these are a lot of new faces. Your teammates, probably not a guys that you've crossed paths with a whole lot in your career. The Giants and the Red Sox don't see each other a lot in the minor leagues, except here in the Eastern League. But what have you thought so far about the group of guys that you're starting off this year playing with?
Yeah, you know, I was fortunate enough to play with a couple guys on the Fall League back in 21. So just seeing familiar faces help. But like you said, we got a lot of good ball players here. A lot of guys who can move. A lot of guys who can swing. I think one of the biggest things I picked up on was the camaraderie, like, in the clubhouse. I feel like a lot of these guys have been together for a little bit. You know, they know each other. It's a lot of good fun energy, man. It's weird trying to act like I'm old. Like, you know, I'm 26, but, like, it's a lot of young energy, guys who, like, are here to grind and win games. So I'm definitely excited to be a part of that.
Well, it's cold out here. Let's get us back inside. We're sitting out in the dugout. It's too cold for this. It's April in New Jersey. Christian, thanks so much for taking some time to chat. Welcome to the Giants.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Flying Squirrels. Look forward to seeing your home debut coming up this week.
Thank you.